welcome to Connection Point. I am your host, James Hilliard. And these days, patient care organizations know that equipping their clinicians with the right computing devices is essential to achieving meaningful use of electronic medical records. They also know that the product selection process can be time-consuming and arduous. IT and clinicians need the opportunity to offer their input and evaluate products, which usually means someone is tasked to coordinate an on-site device fair and then compile and analyze the results. On today's episode of Connection Point, speaking with Victor Polson from Adventist Health, an integrated healthcare delivery system headquartered in Roseville, California. Victor is here to tell us how a clinical device assessment from PC Connection can make technology evaluation and selection much less painful and a lot more effective. And Victor, thanks for taking time and joining us today.
Thank you for your time.
Let's start off kind of your opinion in terms of the device selection process. Why do you personally think it's such an important step to get right, and even more so within the healthcare setting?
Well, in particular for the devices we were looking for, they were needing to be very mobile and also durable for the home care nurses that are using the products. And now that we're in this age of electronic medical record, it's important that the device that record's going to be used to change and manipulate is always ready for the nurses and clinicians to use.
When you're selecting devices, especially, again, this is, and we'll get a little more detail here, but this is going into the home health care area, are you looking specifically also for things like durability, just look and feel, weight? Are those all really important considerations as well?
They are. They're very important. Battery life is also important. Since these clinicians are out on the road quite a bit of their time, they don't have the opportunity to have that device docked and charging all the time.
And let's give the listeners here a little more of the detail. Adventist Health, you all made the decision, hey, you had to refresh your tablet computers. Again, these were the ones used by your home healthcare staff. Why the need to replace? How old were they? What was going on?
And the devices that they were using, the laptop, tablet devices they were using, we're coming up on about 3 years old. We have a three-year life cycle change that we do. And our warranties are configured to be at a three-year lifetime as well. The product that we were using for this was being changed out not only by us, but Cerner Beyond Now was changing to a new version as well. In fact, they even changed the name of their product from Beyond Now to CEC, or Cerner Extended Care.
So it was end of warranty, it was some upgrades to the Cerner Now Extended Care. Those were kind of the drivers behind the change. 3 years had passed, so what were some of those kind of new features? Tablets have changed a lot in 3 years. What were you looking for in terms of a new device?
Well, it was important for us to have longer battery life on them. A lot of our hospitals and home care communities are in rural areas. So as the 4G technology is getting extended into those rural areas, we wanted to start taking advantage of that. Lightweight, because they're carrying these devices around, was very important. The Cerner software also has the ability of using a signature pad. It's not always used by the clinicians, but it's important for us to build that into the future of the software, so we were making sure that the unit we were selecting had that ability as well.
All right, so you really did have some specifics. Let's step back a little bit. Maybe it's 3 years ago. Maybe it's what you've done over the last, 5 years or so. In terms of your approach and Adventist Health's experience with product selection in the past, has it been something that you've been, hey, great, I get to go select a new device before? Or has it been a little bit, uh-oh, it's another one of these types of product fairs? What's been your experience?
That's probably a little bit of both there, but our selection process this time had changed quite a bit. In the past, it was usually IT doing a very extensive technical review and of both the hardware and then making sure that matched up well to the software that was going to be running on the device. This time, we did it a little differently. I had been invited to a CIO summit meeting by PC Connection to Dallas. And at that summit, they had us participate in a device selection process that was very impressive. Going into a kind of a device fair, vendors, several different vendors in there, being able to evaluate the devices with a hands-on approach, and then using a tablet itself during that process to evaluate what we were trying out. The information had then immediately gone to a group to evaluate that data and produce a report for us. That kind of sparked an idea for me of we need to bring this back into our environment when we're at a point of changing our or having that opportunity to change our hardware and sometimes even software.
Gotcha. And that process that then you ultimately came through for the tablets here was the PC Connection Clinical Devices Assessment. Give us kind of the quick, but start to finish kind of timeline, maybe how long it took to contact, set it up, have the assessment, get the report, kind of walk us through what that was for you.
It was fairly simple. We determined how many folks that we were going to have there. We selected three different groups of clinicians. Part of that group wasn't even directly with home care. We wanted to have a well-rounded test group for this. So once that was set up, they came on site here at our facilities. We had our clinicians travel here to our corporate office. We set up a large conference room for the vendors to do the similar thing that I'd seen in Dallas, Texas. Once that went underway, we had about four or five different sessions where the clinicians that were participating were instructed to look at the devices in this manner or that manner. It ran very smooth. And at the end of the session, PC Connections had their data captured and started compiling that into a report for us.
Was IT also involved with this part of the process and get some benefits out of this part of the process as well as those clinicians?
We were. We did still do our technical analysis. We'd done that before the session even started. So we were able to still complete that process, bring our recommendations to the group as well, but didn't share a lot of that until after the clinicians had finished their work. One thing that was important to point out, too, is we didn't share the price of the different units to the clinicians at all. We didn't want that to drive their direction. We wanted it to be a pure clinical evaluation of using that equipment.
Overall, would you say the clinical device assessment, it met those expectations that were originally kind of seen in Dallas, and then you brought them back to your headquarters here in California, you go through the process, and you said, yes, this is kind of what I expected?
Yeah, it fit very closely to it. It's interesting to do it this way. You know, you're getting 100% of the what we call user acceptance testing done up front before we even purchase the device. Which is a complete opposite of what we have done in the past. Usually we're doing the technical evaluation and then purchasing the devices and headed towards user acceptance testing after that.
Let me ask you back to the kind of analysis. You said the PC Connection team, after everything was done, they're obviously taking notes and they're taking feedback from the clinicians. You had all your IT notes. When you looked back at the clinical device assessment survey analysis, was there anything that surprised you that stepped out and you were like, wow, I didn't expect that, but pleased to see?
Yeah, actually there was. On the IT side of things, technical side of it, me and my team had actually picked a device that was not the one that we expected the clinicians to pick. So it was interesting to go through this process and just actually see that users themselves have a view of what device they need to be on different than what IT does. We think we know sometimes, but it's interesting to see the differences.
So you would definitely kind of made it down to at least, all right, here are the three. We kind of are favoring one, but if the clinicians choose any of these three, we're pretty comfortable in supporting them from IT.
That's correct.
All right. Overall, then, sounds like, you know, the process worked out, turned out well. You accomplished your goals. You used to do things differently. Now you've gone through this process. Is this the way you're going to do things moving forward?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that's important for all of us to realize, that we realized here at Adventist Health too, is that in the past, when it came time to select a new device or just upgrade the device that they're currently using, we would select that usually at the corporate level with input from the hospitals as well. But this was quite a bit different, bringing in the users through this process from our 18 different hospitals. Helped us realize even more that it's important to do this type of thing to get our goals accomplished. We would definitely do it again.
And in terms of the team at PC Connection, the whole process, what could you rank up there as kind of the top aspect of this whole process?
Well, if I were to rate it on a 1 to 10, 1 being low, 10 being high, they're right up there. I mean, they did such a great job with this, I'd be rating them at probably right around a 9. It went very well. The report itself, the data analysis that was done by a very reputable company behind PC Connections. It helped us be able to share that report out to our hospitals, and the justification of having something at that level helped our executives agree with the selection much easier.
Well, hey, Victor, really do appreciate you taking time, shedding some light on the process and what you went through, and look forward to talking to you down the road.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
And for our listeners, if you are interested in learning more about the Clinical Device Assessment Service, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. They can offer critical insights into your environment to help you optimize clinician workflow, select mobile devices, and a whole lot more. Contact your account manager today to learn more about engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at pcconnection.com/health, or you're invited to call 1-800-800-0014. And if you would like to drop us an email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that's going to conclude this installment of Connection Point.